Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
If you'd like to weigh in on the show, of course, our text line is still the same. Area code 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. 70 degrees here, Pensacola area. Rainy, foggy. Could have some storm systems rolling through later today. One of the big top stories you heard right there, David talking about it, is there was a potential tornado that hit Ferry Pass area. There was actually I saw on PNJ they have a alleged video, and it looks like a tornado to me. If that's the actual video footage, that's definitely a tornado. And so it wasn't a big tornado, but it don't need to be big. So we could have some more bad weather today. Did you survive Red Tuesday? John, did you survive Red Tuesday yesterday?
I did. I really did. Did you?
I didn't even know there was such a thing as Red Tuesday.
You didn't?
No. Red Tuesday sounds like it's something that happens when a bunch of women get together for an overnight party or something like this.
Right.
And they wake up the next day and they're like, wow, how did we all get into sync at the same day? That's Red Tuesday. And
you got David rolling on the floor in the air.
I'm just saying that's what Red Tuesday sounds like to me. Apparently Red Tuesday is the most popular day for breakups just before Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So
I survived.
Existed, but I guess it's true. People are like, oh crap, Valentine's Day is coming up at the end of the week.
Right.
I don't want to get a gift. I don't want to plan something. This is way easier just to break up.
Much
easier. It's going to be best for both you and me. But I don't really want to break up. Well, yeah, you do. Because I have nothing planned for Friday, okay? I mean, Valentine's Day falls on a Friday this year. You have no excuse.
None at all.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Years past, you just be like, oh, babe, Wednesday. I guess. Man, it's Wednesday. It's school night. I gotta go to work tomorrow. It's church night. Gotta take the kids to church. I ain't got time to take you out to dinner and do some sort of romantic thing. That's too much. It's taxing on the brain. This year it's on Friday. People are like, oh, crap. I got no excuse.
Ain't got no time for that.
If you are one of the many that was dumped on Red Tuesday yesterday, a Memphis zoo is running a Valentine's Day fundraiser for just $10. They'll name an elephant turd after your ex.
What? You say turd?
Yeah. That would be poo.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, they're going to name it?
A giant elephant turd.
Wow.
And then name it.
I wonder if you
That's
get a...
Jessica. Hello, Billy Bob.
I wonder if you get like a, you know, certificate and maybe a sample or something to prove that it actually happened.
That's true. I don't know.
Because I want my turd to stay there.
Oh. For the $10, you don't just get the name. Mm-hmm. You get a digital card and a shareable video of elephant poo hitting a pile of more elephant poo. Then they really should have a narrator.
They should.
Congratulations, everybody. Here comes
the poo.
Charisse.
Yeah.
There, she's coming. Oh, you can see her little head poking out right now. Woohoo! There goes Charisse. She just joined Jack and Zach and Ellie and Arnold. And, you know, it's like, oh, now they're all together. All these people who dumped other people right before Valentine's Day. By the way, if you want to do it, you can go online at memphiszoo.org, dating-or-dumping. There you go. Today's the deadline for that. That's why I had to share it. It's a deadline, so got to get it in.
For sure.
Yeah. Also, just saw this. Congratulations to the state of Florida. We are the numero uno state for singles. That's right. So if you are somebody who just got dumped on Red Tuesday,
welcome.
Good news. Mm-hmm. You are in the right state for that. Our neighboring state, by the way, Alabama, 31. Georgia is 12th. Mississippi is 37th. The top five round out are Florida, New York, California, Texas, and Illinois. And the bottom, West Virginia. Not good for singles, apparently. Arkansas, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Kentucky. You know what's common about a lot of those places?
There's not many people.
I'd say maybe Kentucky.
Yeah.
There's no population.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, Wyoming, mm-hmm. it's got like 50 people living in the whole state. North Dakota is more, I mean, come on. And then West Virginia, this is not how, I mean, there's some mountain people. I mean, and you know what? They've really cracked down. This is the unfortunate thing about West Virginia. People have really cracked down and changed their mentality about dating your cousin. Just ruined the dating scene in West Virginia. Completely ruined it. Same thing with Arkansas.
Well, that's probably like, why they're single.
You guys have a problem with me dating my cousin, my sister? Great. So, single scene, down the tubes. You don't want to move there unless you're related. Oh, I'm on it this morning. Oh, sure, boy. It's going to be a long morning, huh? Coming up here next, I do have Trump wants to build 250 statues around the country of important historical figures. And some people are saying, it's going to cost too much, bro. It's going to cost too much. I don't think it will. I'll share why. That's coming up next right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, once again, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. This is News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery ends President's Day. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Ever have one of those days where your gut just feels blah?
Ugh, yes.
Occasional bloating or gas could be signs that your gut is out of balance, but Align Probiotic can help. Align 24/7 Digestive Support is a daily-use probiotic with a unique strain to help relieve occasional digestive issues. It's the number one doctor-recommended brand. So when you feel the signs, it's time to try Align. Align Probiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
is hot. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay. And as he's on vacation this week, it's 70 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 74 maybe. So I'll just go up just a little bit. I got to text you, Bobby, it sounds like you have a cold or flu this morning. I have pain. I don't have a cold or flu, but I have back pain. And I barely slept a wink last night. So that's probably called overtired. That's what you're hearing. President Trump has, he would like to build 250 statues of American heroes. It's the National Garden of American Heroes. So it sounds like a cool thing. Like if you go to DC and you've been to the Vietnam, like they got the statues in the field, like it's very, I love it. It's very memorable. And so that this is an executive order that came into place. And he said last week, as we approach the 250th anniversary of our country's founding, I've signed an executive order to resume the process of creating a new national park full of statues of the greatest Americans who ever lived. So a lot of people are saying this is just going to be way too expensive for doing it. And I don't know if all 250 statues are just Trump dressed up differently in different outfits. Then is it really going to be that expensive? Because they get to use the same cast for the head. And you know what? Just make the whole body, just make it all the same. And then just have like a label on here. Like Trump's wearing a suit and a tie and it has his hair. And then all you do is you just label it and go Trump as George Washington. Trump as Abraham Lincoln.
There you go.
Trump as... And you just have like a little placard underneath each one of them. So it's 250 statues, all of the exact same statue of Trump. And it depicts though, Trump as MLK Jr., Trump at like all these historical figures in American history, Trump as Susan B. Anthony. I can see it now.
Oh boy.
Look, I should be part of DOGE.
You should.
I figured out how to save some money.
There you go, right there.
I'm just saying.
Boom.
Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom, David.
Not going to lie, I would go to the Garden of Trump. that sounds neat. Well, the Senate is expected to vote today on confirming Tulsi Gabbard as the new Director of National Intelligence. The former congresswoman ran for president as a Democrat in 2020, then left the party in 2022 and endorsed Donald Trump. She's expected to be the 14th cabinet member to be confirmed. An American teacher in the U.S. That the U.S. says was wrongfully detained in Russia is now free. Pennsylvania teacher Mark Fogel was greeted at the White House yesterday after his release. Fogel had been held in Russia since 2021. And Bobby, canned tuna is being recalled at several major grocery chains. The recall includes tuna from Walmart, Trader Joe's, Kroger, and Costco. Tri-Union Seafoods made the recall apparently after finding a manufacturing defect involving the seal on the cans that could allow the tuna to be contaminated with a neurotoxin that could cause food poisoning.
Oops.
So I want in on the tuna class action lawsuit version 2. The first one that happened like 10 years ago or whatever, it took like 8 years, but I did get my free can of tuna out of it. So
you did?
Okay. I did, yeah. I fought that battle till the end. So I'm ready for I'm ready. Lawyers, contact me. I went in on this next one too.
Yeah, this seems very strange. So you're what you're saying is you're pretty sure you were affected by a neurotoxin.
Well, yeah, there's no other explanation.
No.
That's the
how else could I have turned out the way I did?
This is probably why you haven't won the lottery. And so you know, that's your retirement plan.
Right.
You haven't been able to win it because you were affected by this neurotoxin.
Right. I can't pick the right numbers. My brain's messed up.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know what it comes down to? They owe you damages, too.
I'd say so.
Powerball damage.
I want you as my representative. You're hired.
Yeah. They're like, this guy crazy. Kick him out. Speaking of crazy, did you see Papa John's? You were just talking about food, so it's got me thinking about food. Did you see Papa John's? Now has bath bombs.
Do what?
Huh?
Yeah. They have some bath bombs that
the garlic
apparently
one?
like it's actual like legit bath bombs, and it smells like garlic sauce.
There you go.
Their garlic sauce.
So yeah. You're just marinating yourself?
Nothing like taking a bath and smelling like you need to go in and take a bath right afterwards. Like, why do you smell so much like garlic? I thought you just got out of the bath. You were in there for like 2 hours.
I did.
It was a bath bomb, baby.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing?
Don't I smell good? No. Get back in there. So, yeah, that was that's kind of gross. Moving on from food. I'm not a big phone call person anymore.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Exactly. I don't answer. Like, why is somebody calling me? I saw a meme the other day that it was just a picture of somebody's phone, their smartphone, and it said, "Would everybody please stop calling me on this? I don't use it for that." No, like, yeah, exactly. But as bad as I might be, I answer my phone and just preferring to text. Like, this is text. Why we got to be doing this? I'm not Generation Z level. How addicted is Generation Z to texting?
Very.
Well, according to a poll of basically of workers that were Generation Z, they talk about how comfortable are you communicating over text or email rather than face-to-face and things like that. So here's some of the insights that came out. 48% will text even if they're sitting right next to the person just because it's more convenient. So even if they're sitting right next to the person, like, yo, what's up, dude? You want to go get lunch?
Yeah, my son does that. And I'm really? Like, dude, I'm right here.
Yeah. 74%, this is a pretty high number, 74%, admit that they struggle to make conversation with coworkers when they run into them in the office, kitchen, or an elevator. Yeah. So you run going to the, hey, how's it going there, Jimmy? Jimmy looks down at his phone, and you're like, I'm getting a text. What the heck? Jimmy's like, I'm fine. You're like, what the? 28% avoid the kitchen altogether because they're afraid that they might have to make chit-chat.
Okay. Huh, interesting.
Yeah, so that's your Generation Z. So got to watch out for that one. Here's a text. The Papa John's garlic butter bath bomb design obviously hasn't spent much time in the local gym.
Oh, yeah.
It could be. Yeah, that'll knock you out. You got to watch out for that one for sure. Speaking of which, I meant to cover this one with the bath bomb story. I accidentally skipped it. France is trying to save money. They want the people to be more energy efficient, and it'll save money as well as it's better for the environment. So their version of the EPA has given some suggestions. It's called the Ecological Transition Agency. And one way that they think that they can save money and save the environment is by having people stop doing so much laundry. You don't have to do so much laundry. So they have given some new advice on doing your laundry. You should wash your shirt only after wearing it 5 times.
Five.
Mm-hmm. Wear the shirt 5 times and then you can wash it. Your bra, not your bra, John. I was just saying yours in general. Just, yeah. Bras should be worn 7 times before you wash them. Pajamas once a week, which is good enough. Jeans once a month.
So
you wear jeans every other day or every day? Once a month's good. You know what? Jeans go from a stage. There's different levels. You have to go from the level of they're stiff right when you get them out of the wash.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of have a break-in period. Eventually, they get to where they're just like jogging pants. But then after about 3 weeks, they start to stiffen back up again. And by the end of the month, you can just take them off and stand them up. And they just stay right there. And you don't even have to hang them up, fold them or nothing. They just stand up on their own. That's about the time to wash them.
Yeah.
Start the cycle all over again. Workout clothes, can wear those 3 times before you got to wash them, according to France. 3 times. Your workout clothes. Your sweaty, stinky, smelly, garlic-ridden workout clothes. I ain't visiting France.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. He spent 3 years in a Russian prison for possession of medical marijuana, but now Mark Fogel is back on American soil meeting with President Trump at the White House.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now.
Fox's Brooke Singman.
Fogel was wrongfully detained at a Russian airport back in 2021 for drug possession and sentenced to 14 years in prison. President Trump secured his release in an exchange with Russia, a promise he made to Fogel's mother while campaigning this summer.
The president saying another person will be released today. Heavy snow blankets the nation's capital.
I've been in this neighborhood for about 25 years, so this is the first time I've ever seen this.
More than 60 flights canceled out of Reagan National. The first Doge hearing in the House gavels in at about 10 a.m. Eastern. Best in Show goes to Monty the Giant Schnauzer at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. It's cloudy, 70 degrees right now in Pensacola. One person was injured after a shooting at an Escambia County park last night. Deputies were called to Oak Crest Park on Opal Avenue at about 8 o'clock Tuesday night for the reported shooting. Deputies say there were 5 people in the park when those shots were fired. Only one person was injured. She was reportedly grazed by a bullet. A home and a vehicle that were nearby were damaged. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is investigating so far. They have no suspects. Well, some buildings and power lines were damaged when a possible tornado hit Copter Road in Escambia County yesterday. Officials say 3 people were hurt. It happened in the 3300 block near Ellison Industrial Park near Davis and Scenic.
Obviously, some type of weather phenomena has happened in that area. Do we know what yet? Absolutely not. But we do know that debris was lofted into the air. Absolutely. And there are damages to buildings, multiple buildings over there.
That is Escambia County Emergency Coordinator Scotland Williams, who talked with Pensacola Right Now last night. The National Weather Service will be in Pensacola to investigate whether or not it was a tornado, and if so, the power of that storm today. Some of the damage that was reported included buildings having their roofs ripped off and multiple power lines being knocked down. Again, 3 people were hurt, but their injuries were considered to be minor. Well, we are now just a couple of days away from the kickoff of PensaCon, the pop culture convention that brings in tens of thousands of people to Pensacola every year. Organizers say it's all about one thing.
It's about the community, you know, both in terms of the community of fandom that we have been able to foster with folks that are getting together to celebrate all the things that they enjoy in pop culture, but also the community of the Pensacola Bay Area.
And, of course, I'm sure you recognize that voice, Julio Diaz. He's one of the organizers of the event. PensaCon has a multi-million dollar economic impact on the area each year, he says, and it is still growing. That event does start Friday afternoon. It'll run through Sunday. There's events at both the Pensacola Bay Center and at the First United Methodist Church in downtown Pensacola. Well, changes are coming to how Florida handles illegal immigration. The state legislature is expected to vote today on a plan that would weaken the governor's ability to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities. The new proposal calls for ICE to have direct control and supervision of any relocation plans. It would also call for the federal government to reimburse Florida for any money spent on relocation. State Senator Joe Gruters tells the Times Herald that the old program is no longer necessary with President Biden gone and President Trump in charge. 534 News Radio 92.3. Right now we do have 70 degrees in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 71 in Milton. Our next news is at 6 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The outlook for the January CPI calls for a monthly increase of 0.3% for the all items index and a 12-month inflation rate of 2.9%. Core readings are projected at 0.3% and 3.1% respectively. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Google's calendar product no longer displays some observances that were shown in previous years. References that were removed include the start of Black History Month on February 1st and Women's History Month on March 1st. A Google spokesperson said the company began making the changes in mid-2024. In a memo to OpenAI employees, CEO Sam Altman said the board has not received an official offer from Elon Musk regarding a potential purchase. Musk's attorney, Mark Toberoff, said Musk and a group of investors had submitted an offer to purchase OpenAI for more than $97 billion. Futures are slightly lower ahead of today's CPI report. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 123. That's Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey. And we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our grand caravan. And we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it just was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive. But we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no, so we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Morning news. News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew as he's out today. He'll be out the rest of the week. He'll be back on Monday. So coming up here in about 10 minutes, there's a potential new social media company coming out. I know what you're thinking, like, that's all we need, another social media company. But this one, if this strikes off the way they're saying it would, I like the idea. I've actually thought about this myself multiple times, and it has to do with joy and happiness. So we'll talk about this in about 10, 15 minutes. Potential tornado hit yesterday in Ellison Industrial Park. Three people were injured, and you heard right there, David played the audio of where they're saying, hey, look, it looks like it might have been a tornado. Right now, they're just calling it a weather event. However, the PNJ has a video that was submitted to them, and it looks like it. It does look like it's, I mean, the video is clearly, so let me correct. The video is clearly of a tornado. Is it what happened yesterday or was it something else? You know, I don't know. But apparently they had video that was provided by James Anderson of Overhead Door. And so it's clearly a tornado. Is it this actual weather event? That hasn't been confirmed yet. But yeah, it. When you look at the damage, it definitely looks like it was a little tornado that just ripped through right there. Which, yes, that does happen in our area, unfortunately. We're seeing a spike of flu. Flu activity is the highest it's been in 15 years. And I guess it's the worst flu season, according to the CDC, since 2009-2010, when the swine flu pandemic hit the nation. The worst in the country would be places like Texas, New Mexico, West Virginia, Tennessee, Ohio, Michigan, and Nebraska. We're in the pretty high level of flu cases as well. Florida is, and Alabama. So there was something else I saw. Of course, they're just telling us the main things. Wash your hands, don't touch your nose, your face, your eyes, avoid other people who are sick, stuff like that. So flu on the rise right now, the highest it's been in 15 years. So when we started off the year here in the state of Florida, and you're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, when we started off the year, Governor DeSantis started off with an immigration special session, right? He said he wanted to help the president with his crackdown on immigration agenda. So he wanted to have a special session here in the state of Florida. Well, it's taken multiple meetings in order to try to come up with stuff. They are set to meet tomorrow to vote on a bunch of bills that they've come up with. So this is so part of the plan is HB1C and SB2C would create a State Board of Immigration Enforcement. State Board of Immigration Enforcement. It would be made up of the governor, agriculture commissioner, attorney general, and state chief financial officer. The board would coordinate immigration enforcement activities with federal officials, and they would determine where the $250 million worth of grants to local law enforcement agencies would go. Decisions made by the board would have to be unanimous, not majority rules. It'd have to be unanimous in order for to dole out the grants, as well as do other actions and guides as it pertains to immigration enforcement. The reason why that's important is because, you know, you could have an agriculture commissioner like we did a couple of years ago, where the agriculture commissioner was Nikki Fried, who's a Democrat. And so, you know, having uniform or a consensus model would be a way to kind of make sure there's a little bit of balance, I guess you'd say. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis, who of course is running for Congress here in our area, submitted his resignation to run in a special election and do that as well. So that happened yesterday. So now it's like official, I guess you would say, that'll be going on. So a couple little state updates there for you to to let you know about. There was another bill I needed to let you know about. A proposal, this is what they're going to be voting on, the state legislature tomorrow. A proposal that would create the unauthorized alien transport program. That's already been created. But what this would do, they're voting on a bunch of changes. So under the new plan, the state agency could only transport migrants out of state if federal immigration officials specifically request assistance. And they'll cover the cost of travel and oversee the operations. So that's one of the changes that happened since 2023. Then also, we've had around the country, we've seen different sheriff's offices saying we're not going to comply with immigration and with federal immigration laws and things like that. There's a new measure they're going to vote on tomorrow. This is our state legislature here in Florida that would require sheriffs and county jail administrators to cooperate with federal immigration officials. If they choose to not do so, they could be imposed $5,000 fines and suspension from office for county or municipal officials who refuse to comply with immigration detainers issued by the federal government. So, yeah, you're seeing quite a few things. Another one, it would make it a state crime to be in the country illegally. A state crime. So they're going to vote on a bill for that one tomorrow. So, yeah, quite a few different things that they're looking at. Changing topics here. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew and on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Associated Press says it was blocked from the Oval Office after the White House threatened its access for not aligning its editorial standards with President Trump's executive order, renaming the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. And you heard it right there a little bit earlier from David Wayne. The Google Maps now has updated theirs. As soon as I saw that posted yesterday, I immediately went to my Apple Maps and it was still just whatever. So, yes, but yeah, apparently.
But it officially changed. It officially changed. You need to pull up your Apple Maps again.
When did it do it?
Yesterday evening, I believe.
Oh, must have been the evening. Okay. All right. Well, let's
do it. Yep, Apple flipped the switch.
So they switched it too. All right. Well, let's check it out here. So pulling up the Apple Maps. Let's zoom out a little bit because, you know, oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. There it is. Gulf of America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I kind of like it. I like seeing it on my phone. It's now Gulf of America instead of the Gulf of Mexico, which cracks me up, by the way, because people are like, how come the United States has decided to name it after themselves? I'm like, actually, the continent is North America. So technically that Gulf is now no longer one country's, it doesn't identify one country within the continent. Now it identifies the continent.
Good point.
So,
good point.
Everybody who could, I can't believe you're naming it. I'm like, well, actually, it was wrongly named before because it was just identifying one continent instead of the whole, identifying one country. In fact, I have friends from Canada. It always bothers them that we call ourselves Americans. I have a couple of friends, you want to say something, they're like, well, you know, it's just what Americans do. Oh my gosh, it just drives them nuts. They're like, you know, I'm American too, right? And I'm like, are you though? And they're like, yes, I'm from North America. I'm American too. I'm like, are you though? You're from Canada though. And they're like, that's in North America. I'm like, is it though? I mean, I just love to, you know, push their buttons. I can live with the Gulf of Americas. Yeah, I like it. The Gulf of Americas. Then that would be North and South America. We do not want to share it with South America. Okay, they can come up with their own body of water that they want to name, but the Gulf of America is for North America only. Come on. We should probably. So AP gets blocked. They basically said, let's see here. Where did it go? Oh, I can't see anywhere. Anyway, oh, this is what I was going to say. So AP is blocked because they did not see a line. Their editorial standards don't match up or whatever. And I'm seeing a lot of people going, oh, I can't believe that the White House is blocking a media outlet. Are you kidding me? Do you know how long media outlets like The Blaze and One America News and all these were not ever allowed into any White House briefings ever? Like, this is not a new thing. Breitbart, they're not allowed to be there. You know, this has been going on forever. So, okay, the hypocrisy abounds. A judge has told agencies, this is, by the way, an article from the Associated Press I happened to find. A federal judge yesterday ordered government agencies to restore public access to health-related web pages and data sets that they removed in order to comply with an executive order by Trump. So public access, basically they're saying, put those web pages back up that were taken down. What were the web pages taken down? Well, on his first day in office, Trump signed an order for agencies to use the term sex and not gender in federal policies and documents. So in response, some of the government agencies basically eliminated any programs or took down websites that promoted gender ideology. A federal judge now has said, go put those web pages back up that promote gender ideology. This is not the end of this battle. I guarantee it. I'm just giving you an update of what's where it's at right now, because I guarantee the Trump administration is not going to go, okay, ooh, darn, shucky darn. No, they're going to do something about it. All right. Oh, I see. I could live with the Gulf of America since it does cover more of Mexico's coastline. I see. That's why it was called the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, possibly, yeah. Well, too bad. We've hijacked it. It's the continents now. It's not just theirs. And what you gonna do about it? It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. That's the thing, right? That's the thing that really comes down to it, okay? If this is like some little tiny itty bitty country that was like, we're going to name this from now on, and people are like, no, you're not. And you're like, you're right. We're not going to. Gulf of the Americas. I gotcha. But that's the thing about, you know, the United States. Like, we're going to do this. And people are like, no, you're not. And we're like, really? They're like, just kidding. You can do it. We're not going to mess with you. That's why one of the things I'm glad to see, I know we got to get a break here, but one of the reasons why I'm glad to see Trump as new president is because I think he's the only person who would sit in that chair and at some point in the next 4 years go, I can't be reelected. So there's no real retaliatory actions that can go against me. So all of our debt is now forgiven. And you're like, what are you talking about, our debt? We don't have national debt. Like, yes, you do. You have $2 trillion in national debt. And like, no, not anymore. It's gone. Because I wiped it out. And they're like, what do you mean you wiped it out? You owe us money. Like, really? Come get it.
Yeah. Come collect it.
Like, he's the one person I see who sits in that chair who'd be like, so we owe China $1 trillion. We owe the Federal Reserve Bank another. You know what? We don't. It's gone now. It's forgiven. We're back to zero. And people are like, you got to pay us our money. Why don't you come get it?
Exactly.
Like, what you going to do about
it? He's a bill collector for that one.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Trump's like the one person who'd be like, no, we're not paying it anymore. Oh, we're paying more in debt payments than we are towards Social Security and food stamps. Not anymore. And you got a problem with it? Bring it on. Like, he's the one person. Like, I'm waiting for that to happen in the next 3 years. Like, even before the fourth year. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. Oh, I got to tell you about the social media platform I'm excited about if it comes to pass.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a women's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants, totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Dum, 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 dum.
Sounds like somebody's mind as they're scrolling through TikTok.
Yeah, probably my mind. But yeah.
Social media, as I mean, that's just, you can barely even ignore it anymore. I try to. I'm not on social media a whole lot anymore, but oh my gosh, you still can't, like, you can't get away from it completely anymore. I even have friends who are like, I'm not on social media at all. And then I'm like, oh, that's good for you. That's awesome. And then I'll be talking to them like, hey, look at this new speaker I just bought. Whoa, cool. Where'd you get it from? They're like, Facebook Marketplace. I'm like, thought you said you weren't on social medias. Well, I'm on Facebook Marketplace because I'm like, yeah. It's still social media.
It is.
BuzzFeed's owner or CEO, not owner, BuzzFeed's CEO, announced plans that they would be launching a new social media platform with the goal to spread joy and enable playful creative expression. I love the way this sounds. And BuzzFeed, I've always said, BuzzFeed at one point was like the number one time wasting website on the internet. Man, you could go to BuzzFeed and just waste hours on their, all their little quizzes and their lists and all this other stuff like that. What's that?
I said, oh yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, so now they want to come up with this. They're announcing a social media platform that's meant to spread joy. I actually had the idea. I was talking to somebody about this a while ago because he actually started he's from Virginia. He started a social media platform, was trying to get it off the ground. And I told him, I said, man, I think you ought to make something where like it's about gratitude. Like encourage people to share things they're grateful for instead of just whine and complain because that's what social media is turning into. It's not about whining, complaining, or showing some sort of fake life. Just, you know, encourage people to give great gratitude for what they do have, however little it might be, or maybe it's just family. And I think that would make social media an actual enjoyable experience. Here's one problem I do have. He did say that the platform will use AI to give users agency instead of stealing their agency. What the heck does that mean? Do you have AI control their agency? What do you call him, AI? Hitler? It's... Come on, I don't know if he's just that bad.
Listen on air at 92.